Last week, we talked about making medical decisions for yourself and your loved ones from a Catholic perspective. You can find the link to the podcasted interview on our show page at practicingcatholicshow.com. Well, today, we're looking at ethically sound healthcare decisions from the perspective of those who are immersed in them every day. How do Catholic healthcare professionals provide ethically sound care and counsel, especially when there are many voices advocating for unethical options? We'll also get the scoop on the upcoming Converging Roads Ethics Conference focused on Catholic healthcare professionals. Joining us now are Dr. Jack Lane of Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Welcome to you, Dr. Lane.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely.
And we also have Catholic Radio.
Absolutely. We also have Dr. Roland Miare of the St. John Paul II Foundation. Dr. Miare, welcome to you.
Yes, good morning, Patrick. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great to have you both with us. Thank you so much for joining us. So, gentlemen, on the surface, it seems that many common responses to the bioethical issues of 2022 would conflict with our Catholic faith. I mean, abortion, assisted suicide, just to name a couple. And therefore, you and other healthcare professionals may experience situations throughout your workday that result in moral dilemmas in regard to living out your faith. So, Dr. Lane, I'd like to start with you. What are some examples of bioethical areas of conflict that you might have to navigate as a healthcare professional, and maybe specifically in your role as a consultant in neuroradiology?
Yes, well, I've been lucky that I've not had to deal with a lot of conflict personally in my practice because of the kind of practice I have, which is just an imaging practice, which has largely been removed from most of the real ethical dilemmas that have come up. However, I have been the faculty advisor to the Catholic Medical Student Association at Mayo Clinic, and therefore I actively have to advocate for them as they negotiate their way through some difficult situations, particularly on OBGYN rotations and the like. It's becoming more and more difficult to avoid these conflicts, though, particularly with the whole move to transgender medicine, which involves multiple specialties. And so there's lots of conflicts, and we have to advocate for ourselves in being able to exercise rights of conscience so that we don't have to participate in those types of practices.
Right. And I can only imagine, too, that as your students are seeing this. Well, actually, let me just ask you, Dr. Lane, how do your students take this? I mean, do you see them feeling pretty overwhelmed?
I think there's tremendous pressure on them.
Yeah.
And for them to, you know, to stick their head out of the foxhole, there's a lot of professional risk for them.
Right.
And so all I try to do is let them know that we're here to support them, and they have to navigate that on their own. And if they want our aid, we're available to help. But yeah, it's a personal decision they need to make. You know, am I going to stand up for what I believe in here and risk threats to their professional development,
right,
and their career?
Wow. Okay. Well, certainly one of the ways that we can support and help your students, we can support all of our brothers and sisters, our Catholic brothers and sisters in healthcare, is through the upcoming Converging Roads Conference. And I do want to get to that as it's coming up here in Minneapolis soon. But before we do that, putting on the conference is the St. John Paul II Foundation. Dr. Miare, let's hear from you a little bit. Just in case our listeners are unfamiliar, what is the JP2 Foundation?
Sure. So the St. John Paul II Foundation, we're based out of Houston, Texas. We actually have three different initiatives: Together in Holiness, which serves married couples, Shepherd's Heart, and Servant's Heart, which is geared towards priests and deacons, presenting to them, you know, different topics related to the gospel of the family, the gospel of life, and then Converging Roads, which is geared towards healthcare professionals. And so we put on various conferences throughout the country, trying to continue to proclaim the dignity of all human life from conception, natural death, and the beauty and glory, which is the vocation of marriage and the family. And as you mentioned earlier, right, we have this conference on April 2nd at St. Mary's University, but actually on April 2nd, we actually have three conferences in three different cities or dioceses. So there's the one in Minnesota, there's also one in Houston, and then one on Charlotte, all Converging Roads conferences, serving doctors, nurses, et cetera.
Right. Wonderful. And I just having a glance over it on your website, for lifeandfamily.org, that it's looks like it's I mean, this is a regional conference, but it looks like it could be easily a national conference, Dr. Miyata.
No, it could. I mean, I would say, you know, for any of the conferences, but I mean, looking at the lineup of speakers for Minneapolis, yeah. St. Paul, it's some of the best speakers to my mind on some of these topics. I mean, so for example, Dr. Moskella from Catholic University, she's a philosopher, or Father Tad Fajuluk, he's with the National Catholic Bioethics Center, or Dr. Paul Ruse, whom I would commend, especially on the topic of gender dysphoria. I mean, if you're looking for a Catholic physician who, you know, not only has the, you know, the intellectual background experience to address the issue, but also to deal with it gently and compassionately, you know, Dr. Paul Ruse, to my mind, is one of the best on that particular topic.
So, Dr. Lane, going back to you, you're slated to give a talk on the healthcare professional in an era of secular medical ethics at this upcoming Converging Roads conference. I'm just curious, what are your main points? You know, you were talking before about the tremendous pressure that your students have upon them. So, in addition to this ministry of presence, as it were, being present for them to support them and that sort of thing, do you have any other ways that you're guiding, especially young healthcare professionals, in terms of addressing and dealing with some of the pressures they will face?
Well, I think, and I'll deal with this in the presentation, Catholic physicians and healthcare professionals need to realize that the church built healthcare. I mean, our modern Western tradition of medicine came out of the Catholic Church in the monastic tradition. Started out with offering medical support to pilgrims. I mean, that's where the whole idea of the hospital came from. So we need to understand that that is our heritage, and we can't just retreat because that environment has now become so secular and hostile. This is our ministry. This is the Lord's ministry, and we participate in that. So it's all about the narrative, and you know, we have the real story behind the whole development of Western medicine, and I think our students and practitioners need to understand that, and we need to tell that story. And with that, I'm hoping that we have to hope that we can change the situation, and that we can carve out a space in medicine for Christians who have this perspective that is the truth, and that from there we can preach that truth. So hopefully we can transform this hyper-secular culture that we have to live in. And I think we have to do that through advocating for rights of conscience and converting hearts, you know, one healthcare professional at a time.
Right, right, indeed. Dr. Miyata, let me go back to you for just a moment about specifically about the conference. I note that there's the option for, I mean, it's certainly for physicians assistants, nurses and nurse practitioners, for medical residents, clergy, religious, and students. But I also note that you have a general admission ticket as well. Are you at all thinking that any just interested lay people will show up for a conference like this?
Sure. So the majority of participants will be, you know, those varying healthcare professionals. But, I mean, there is general admission because there are, you know, laymen, laywomen, or just clergy who don't necessarily, you know, serve in any kind of healthcare professional capacity, but they just have interest in one or more of these topics. I think it offers a level of, you know, formation generally, right, for those who want to engage the culture. When it comes to Christians and culture, there's all kinds of inadequate responses, right? You have Christians who want a cocoon. They want to hide from the surrounding culture, or they're just combative. They just want to point out what's wrong with it. Or most Christians, unfortunately, just conform to the larger culture, but you really want Christians who want to Christify, that is to transform and to renew culture. And in order to do that, right, you also need a certain amount of knowledge, information, and I think these topics could certainly even help, the general layperson, and also the or just students, right? Maybe there are students out there who aren't sure whether or not they want to study medicine or nursing, for varying reasons, and so maybe attending this kind of conference, meeting clinicians who actually integrate their faith into their practice, might open those doors for them.
Right, exactly. I guess I was curious because, I guess a question that I'd like to ask to both of you, and Dr. Miyari, we'll start with you. Why does this? I'm not trying to be glib here. I'm not trying to be obvious, but why do you really empowering and supporting Catholic healthcare professionals and making moral and ethical decisions based on your Catholic faith, how does that impact those of us who are not in the healthcare fields, those of us who, but probably at some point or another in our lives, will obviously seek out the services of healthcare professionals? Dr. Miyari, let's
start
with you.
St. Paul, speaks about the analogy or the image, right, of the church as a body, and like what affects one member affects the whole, right? And as you alluded to, right, certainly at some point, right, one way or another, right, we become, recipients of healthcare in varying forms, right? But to the point made by Dr. Lane earlier, right? Healthcare originates with the church. In fact, the German word for sister, for nurse, is a weird German word, right? Germans love compounding words together, but it's Krankschwester, which literally means a sick sister.
Yeah.
And so I started to think about that, but it's because, it was religious who were the, your original nurses, and it goes back to Matthew 25, right? When I was, sick, you visited me, right? To care for the sick is to care for Christ, or as we've seen recently with the current papacy, this emphasis upon the need to be good Samaritans. And so, I would say that, for those reasons, right? This kind of conference is important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. How about you, Dr. Lane? How do the issues being addressed in this conference impact those of us who receive the care?
Well, healthcare is a two-way street. It's not just somebody coming into the office and asking for a given service. The physician gets as much out of the relationship with the patient as the patient with the physician or other healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. So that the layperson can encourage their Catholic physician to practice in a manner that is in accordance with the church, and it's good for that communication to go both ways, and also in support of the idea of the conference to bring healthcare professionals who are Catholic together, so that they don't feel so alone, that they can commune with each other. And there are different organizations that they can join for that support. So, again, I think the layman has a lot to play, a role to play in all this, in building up a Catholic healthcare
community. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, Dr. Jack Lane, Dr. Roland Miyari, we are at a place that we have to say goodbye, but I thank you for taking the time to be on the program today, introducing us to some of the concerns of Catholic healthcare professionals, and specifically highlighting the Converging Roads Conference coming up on April 2nd. Dr. Lane, Dr. Miyari, thank you for joining us. God bless you both.
God bless you. Thank you for having us, Patrick.
All right. So if you'd like to check out more of about the upcoming conference, Converging Roads is going to be happening April 2nd, and it's going to be at St. Mary's University of Minnesota here in Minneapolis, 9:15 a.m. to 6:45 p.m., and you can go to forlifeandfamily.org. We also have good information and resources for you together at our Curatio Apostolate, curatioapostolate.com. Well, what's your screen time like? How often are you online? And of that time, what percentage of it is spent on social media? Coming up, Father Christopher Collins on how to engage with others on social media charitably. We'll be right back.